Hello, brothers and sisters. I am Bishop David Burton, and today I have the privilege of being with six marvelous bishops from the Utah Centerville North Stake. We are at Welfare Square in Salt Lake City. Thank you for joining with us as we discuss the responsibilities of bishops in seeking out and caring for those who may not be self-reliant. As we begin, I am reminded of two quotations from President J. Reuben Clark. President Clark, as you will remember, served for many years in the first presidency of the church and was very instrumental in the development of what was then called the Church Security Plan and is now referred to as the Church Welfare Plan. On one occasion, President J. Reuben Clark telephoned a bishop to tell him that a single mother with three little children had that very day moved into the bishop's ward. President Clark asked the bishop to go as quickly as possible to her new residence and do what he could to help her. President Clark told the bishop, "If I could, I would help this sister, but I'm only the first counselor to the president of the church and do not have authority to write a bishop's order on the storehouse." "You have that right," he said, "and the privilege for that reason, I am calling you, requesting you do what you feel should be done in her case." On another occasion, President Clark, while giving a very powerful address, said, "By the word of the Lord, the sole mandate to care for and the sole discretion in caring for the poor of the church is lodged with the bishops. It is his duty and his only to determine to whom, when, how, and how much shall be given to any member of his ward from church funds. This is his high and solemn obligation imposed by the Lord himself. The bishop cannot escape his duty. He cannot shirk it. He cannot pass it on to someone else and so relieve himself. Whatever help he calls in, he is still responsible." What are the bishop's related welfare responsibilities? They are at least threefold. Number one, teach members the basic principles of self-reliance and encourage them to become the same. The two recently published booklets, Family Finances and Family Home Storage, can be very helpful in helping members understand the importance of self-reliance. Number two, help ward council members know and act upon their responsibilities. And three, provide assistance according to basic welfare principles. The newly published booklet entitled Providing in the Lord's Way, a summary of a leader's guide to welfare, will remind you of the basic objectives of welfare, self-reliance, and supporting basic principles. The Lord has revealed that members of the church should impart of their substance unto the poor, and they shall be laid before the bishop and kept in my storehouse to administer to the poor and the needy. Each bishop has a variety of tools laid before him to assist in helping the poor. We call this collection of tools the Lord's storehouse. The storehouse includes cash that's contributed as members live and receive the blessings of participating in the fast. Number two, commodities. Those commodities that either are produced internally or purchased for use by the bishops. And number three, the time and the talents and the resources of members. These talents, as may be helpful and required, all along with the cash and with the commodities, constitute the Lord's storehouse. The Lord's storehouse is available to every bishop and exists in every ward. Contrary to conventional wisdom, the Lord's storehouse is not limited to a building or a warehouse filled with commodities awaiting distribution. As bishops carry out their divine mandate to seek out and care for the poor in the Lord's way, they will often be required to make very difficult decisions. Bishops are blessed with, and they are very much entitled to, the gift of discernment as they are faced with this task. Each individual case that you deal with requires inspiration. guided by the Spirit, while keeping in mind basic welfare principles, bishops can best determine who is in need, how much and what kind of assistance is needed, and how long it may be required. You may ask, what are some of the basic time-tested welfare principles that will help bishops optimize their decisions? Well, number one, keeping in mind that it's their responsibility to seek out the poor, and realizing that it is not enough to assist only when asked, the bishop should encourage priesthood and Relief Society leaders, along with home teachers and visiting teachers, to help and identify those who need assistance. Two, bishops have the responsibility to keep in mind as they assist individuals that they must promote personal responsibility. Each individual is responsible for themselves. When the individual is not capable of providing for themselves, immediate family, as well as extended family, has an obligation and opportunity to assist. Three, we use the little phrase, sustain life, but not lifestyle. As we sustain life, church assistance is designed to furnish food, clothing, and appropriate shelter, as well as other assistance as determined by the bishop needed for the individual to become self-reliant. Individuals are expected to use any assets that they have for their support, and in an orderly way, downsize to accommodate their various budget restraints. Number four, basic principle is that we generally provide commodities before we provide cash. When possible, the bishop provides members with commodities instead of giving them money or paying their bills. Where bishop storehouses are not available, fast offerings may be used to buy needed commodities. One of the important basic principles includes providing a work opportunity, work or service, for individuals to retain their dignity during a time of personal distress. Opportunities for service and work commensurate with their recipient circumstances should be found. The value of work or service need not be equal to the assistance received, but rather sufficient to avoid the evils of the dole and the fostering of an entitlement mentality. The ward council can assist by compiling and maintaining a list of meaningful work opportunities. With this short background presentation, let's discuss some of the issues that you would like to raise as it relates to your important stewardship of looking after and seeking out the poor. Do you have any questions that you'd like to raise? Bishop Bednar, please.
Recognizing that we as bishops have specific responsibility for welfare assistance, are there others to whom we may appropriately turn for help in that responsibility?
The bishop has the opportunity to use a number of others in assisting in this responsibility, particularly members of the ward council, priesthood quorums, and Relief Society. All can help the bishop meet the members' temporary and long-term welfare needs. These leaders are assisted by their home teachers and visiting teachers and others who have recognized special skills. Bishop Bangerter.
Thank you. In regards to these welfare matters, how can I as a bishop better utilize my Relief Society and Quorum leaders?
Relief Society and Quorum leaders can be extremely helpful in this whole process. And welfare should be central to the role of priesthood quorums and also to the Relief Society. It should be a regularly discussed item in their presidency meetings. And under the direction of the bishop, priesthood quorums and the Relief Society should help members find solutions to both their short-term and long-term welfare needs and become self-reliant. The Relief Society president holds a special place in this process. Normally, she assists the bishop by visiting members who need welfare assistance. She helps them assess their needs and suggests to the bishop what assistance to provide. The bishop and the Relief Society president may use the needs and analysis form to assist them in determining those needs. Other questions? Yes, Bishop Smoot.
Bishop Burton, how would you recommend that we teach the law of the fast so as to bring greater understanding to our members?
The law of the fast is basic to the spiritual welfare of our Father in Heaven's children. He has established the law of the fast and the law of tithing as well to bless his people. The bishop should teach all members the importance of living these laws. He should also teach about the blessings the Lord's promises for our living the laws. These blessings include a closeness to the Lord, increased spiritual strength, temporal well-being, greater compassion, and a stronger desire to serve. In some areas of the world, bishop storehouses are available to help provide food and clothing. Where a bishop storehouse is not available, fast offerings are used to provide food and clothing. They are also used for shelter, medical assistance, and other life-sustaining aid. There is no requirement, however, that fast offering expenditures within the ward or the stake remain in balance with fast offering contributions. One more. Bishop Ibsen.
Bishop Burton, with the economy in the state that it currently is in, we're seeing an increased number of families and members struggling to meet mortgage payments. Is it permissible for us to use funds to assist with their mortgage payments?
As you undoubtedly remember, welfare assistance is usually designed to be temporary. Bishops, along with quorum and relief society leaders and other specialists if needed, should help recipients devise a plan to become self-reliant so they will no longer need welfare assistance. If a payment of a mortgage in the short run will enable them to carry out their plan to become self-reliant, then payment of the mortgage could be very desirable and permissible.
Bishop, is it appropriate if an individual is receiving welfare or governmental assistance to help use welfare assistance?
Members may choose to use various resources in the community, including the government, to meet their basic needs. The bishop should become familiar with these resources, however, and such resources that are used are often include hospitals and physicians and other sources of medical aid. In some cases, job training and job placement services are available in the community. There are agencies that provide help for people with disabilities. Most every community has a professional cadre of counselors or social workers who share our values. Addiction recovery resources are more broadly available than ever before. When church members receive assistance from non-church sources, it's hoped that the bishop should help them avoid becoming dependent in any way on these sources. Where possible, members should work in return for what the assistance they received. And we need to avoid the evils of the dole and the feelings of having some kind of entitlement. Brothers and sisters, we have had the opportunity for just a few moments to discuss sacred principles relating to helping and assisting those who are in need. May the Lord bless each of you as you perform your role in reaching out to our Father in Heaven's children and displaying the capacity to love and the compassion that comes from service. I humbly pray the Lord's blessings to be upon you, and I do so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.